Hey, and welcome to the values list tool. And this is the video on how to use the list so that you can go through it on your own time. So go ahead and grab the PDF on the link that's next to the video, and let's get right to it. So why know your values? Your values, once you know them, are your guiding anchor for any decisions. And when you know your values very strongly, it's super easy and quick for you to make any decision, professional, personal, you name it, because you will be making a decision that's aligned to your values. And also it will be easier to say a no, because if it doesn't align with values, then you can just say no, because you know it's not going to fulfill you. So go ahead and open the PDF. And let's go and look at what it looks like and what you need to do with it. So with the PDF, you want to go and grab a highlighter and highlight any of the words that ring true to you. Now, you don't have to be over selective with this. Don't highlight the whole list. There's not everything going to be aligned to you. But really, what speaks to you once you read the words? So what I like to do is, without overthinking it, I just read the words. And when the words go really like, ooh, yes, then I highlight it, right? And there's going to be quite a few. We're going to shrink it down to a little bit less afterwards. So go ahead, pause the video and highlight your values from the list. Oh, pro tip, if you're doing this on a computer, I'm not sure if you can do this on Microsoft, but on a Mac, you can actually use the highlighting tool and highlight your values like that. I quite like to do that. And I've done that with clients too, so it's been very useful. All right, so you've got your values highlighted. So I'll just give you an example here where there's been 12. There's been 12 words that was highlighted in total. And the idea is to group them into something that's a smaller category. So you have to finish about 4 to 5 categories that are sort of the top values that encompass everything together. So for this example, this is an example from a client that I work with. So there was health. Health stood on its own. And then the client also highlighted humor and fun. So you see how those two can work together, right? So they're not just separate. So put humor and fun together. So playfulness also works into that. Another group of it was inspiration, prosperity, and growth. How there's both, it's an internal self work and also to grow. So like prosperity and growth has aligned, and inspire to share it as well, right? And then there was also compassion, loving, and loving with my family. Also those were grouped together, as it was also like wanting for connection, the value of connection, connecting with people and being compassionate with others is also connection. And then there was being present, peace of mind, and gratitude, and all those also, that's like mindfulness and in time. So that's how you can regroup them. That was just an example of how you could do that. And so how you would use the tool afterwards, making a decision, for example, if you have a promotion coming up at work and you're unsure whether you want a yes or a no, or you're like overthinking it in your mind, your pros and cons list, and you don't know how to make a decision. Well, and you were this client in particular, does the new promotion allow for connection with people, right? So if it was a yes, that'd be a bonus point from the values. Is it going to be playful? Because work can be playful, right? And that can be one. Would you have the opportunity to inspire and grow in that position? Yes, right? That's already 3 out of your 5 values. So that would be like a good reason to go for the promotion. Now let's go from a personal level, right? Let's say you have a move, you're moving back to your family for personal reasons, right? Would this be aligned, right? So you'd have the connection that come into place. So yes, right? That go. Would you be taking care of yourself on a health perspective, right? So slowing down, if that's a yes, then yeah, go for it. Would it be also an opportunity to grow and learn? You know, sometimes moving back with family is that. So just to see how making decisions and aligning it. So even if you're unsure of what the future holds, right? There's a lot of cons that might be coming up because you're hesitant, you're scared, and there's a lot of doubt. Which, by the way, this is all totally normal. We can go that into further. But if the values are there into the choice that you need to take, just let that sink in. You can also close your eyes and visualize how those values would be in action within that decision, right? So let's say you go for the promotion, just visualize how you'd have those values in action with the promotion. And just sit there and feel that in your body. So that's how your values can help. Yeah, and hope that's helped for you. That's how I start making my decision in my life, and I with my clients as well. That's how I work, and a lot of coaches do that too. So then it's aligned with you to your core of your being in making decisions forward or saying no to things. All right, well, thank you very much for watching, and hope you enjoyed the tools. By the way, if you want to make sure that you're up to date with the new tools, because there's going to be more tools dropping in onto this page as I keep growing as a coach, you want to sign up to the list. Yeah, TB Insider. So go ahead, subscribe, and you will be notified straight to your inbox when a new tool drops in. So you don't have to keep coming on this page over and over to figure out when a tool arrives. All right. See ya.